Chapter 7. Thanks for making your famous lasagna, Lexi said to Nans as she slipped the glass baking dish filled with layers of pasta, ricotta cheese, meat sauce, and mozzarella into the oven. Well, it is your father's favorite, Nans said, spreading garlic butter liberally on Italian bread. Woof! Sprinkles sat on the floor next to Nan's chair, her eyes focused on the bread like it was the last food on earth. You want a little piece? Nan's broke off a teeny piece of crust and held it out to the dog, who spun in circles before gobbling down the morsel. Lexi looked around the kitchen. The table was set, a bottle of wine was airing, and the food was under control. A horn blasted in the driveway, and Nans and Lexi exchanged a glance. Is that them? Lexi ran to the front door, her eyes growing wide when she saw the 40-foot RV taking up most of her yard. The door to the RV sprang open, and her mother burst out. Vera Baker stood about 5 feet tall, was equipped with a bit of extra padding, and was in perpetual motion. A shock of flame-red hair framed her round face. As her mother ran toward her, Lexi noticed she looked tanned and happy. Apparently, the nomadic RV life suited her. Lexi! Vera practically knocked Lexi over with her usual enthusiasm. Hi, Mom, you look great. Lexi held her mother at arm's length, warmth flooding her heart. Lexi and her mother didn't always see eye to eye, but the time apart had made Lexi realize how much she loved her. Next to them, Nans and Lexi's father, Roy, were exchanging hugs, and they traded off, giving Lexi a chance to greet her father. I missed my girl, he said, as he hugged her gently. Roy Baker was the opposite of his wife. Tall and slim, he was calm, cool, and collected. Lexi liked to think she took more after him than her overly enthusiastic mother. Lexi stood back and looked at her parents. She noticed they were wearing matching Hawaiian shirts and wondered if she and Jack would ever end up wearing matching shirts. She certainly hoped not. Those shirts are cute, Nan said, giving Lexi a look out of the corner of her eye that told her Nan's thought they were anything but. Oh, thanks, Vera bubbled. I made them myself. You did? When did you start making clothes? Lexi asked, surprised to learn about her mother's new hobby. Well, I had to find something to do to pass the time while Dad is driving the RV around, so I took up sewing.
I have lots of custom-made shirts now that I'm forced to wear.
Roy winked at Lexi. Vera wrinkled her brow as she scanned the yard. When do we get to meet Jack? Oh, he had to work tonight, but he'll be over tomorrow for breakfast, Lexi said, if that's okay. Sounds wonderful. I can make my famous cheese blintzes. Vera rubbed her hands together. Now let's get to the important stuff. I want to see your dress. Lexi's heart kicked. She didn't want to get into the whole Bridezilla thing with her mom, especially not the part about how Bridezilla ended up murdered. Oh, it's inside. Lexi waved at the door, hoping her mother would sense she wasn't that keen on showing off the dress. Vera whirled off in the direction of the front door. Great. I want to see what you've done with the house, too. Lexi had bought the small bungalow from Nans a couple of years ago, when Nans decided that living in the retirement center would be more fun. It was the house her father had grown up in, and the one that had given Lexi so many warm childhood memories. Not only that, but Jack lived in the house right behind hers, which made dating really convenient. Lexi's father shrugged and followed Vera into the house, with Nans and Lexi trailing behind. Once inside, Lexi followed Vera around as she flitted from room to room, commenting on the different things Lexi had done. Once she'd inspected each room, Vera turned to Lexi, her hands clasped in front of her. I can't wait anymore. Show us the dress. Do you want to model it for us? Well, I can't exactly model it. Lexi chewed on her bottom lip. Why not? It's not exactly finished.
What? The wedding is in a few days.
Let me see it. Lexi ran upstairs and grabbed the dress from her closet. It was probably best just to get it over with. When her mother had her mind set on something, it was impossible to dissuade her. When Lexi came back down the stairs, she found everyone seated in the living room. They turned to look at her, and she held the dress up in front of her. Vera gasped.
Lexi, it's gorgeous.
Lexi's heart swelled. It was gorgeous, and exactly what she wanted. But would she be able to wear it? With Philippe dead, who would fix it for her? Vera came closer, lifting the fabric and inspecting the rips. She bent down toward the gown and did some pulling and puckering while squinting and murmuring.
I can fix this right up for you, she said, straightening up and stepping back.
You can? Lexi asked, hope swelling in her chest.
Of course. I'm quite good at sewing, you know. I have a whole setup in the RV.
Vera reached her hand out for the dress, and Lexi handed it over.
I'll just take this to the RV after supper and have it fixed up for you in no time.
Lexi felt the tension in her shoulders ease up. She hadn't realized how stressed out she'd been about the dress. She reached over and hugged her mother. Thanks, Mom. The buzzer blared in the kitchen.
Oh, that's the lasagna. Nans bolted up from the couch and bustled into the kitchen.
Lexi, Vera, and Roy followed, with sprinkles dancing at their heels. Nans grabbed the salad and garlic bread and put them on the table, while Lexi took the lasagna out of the oven, cutting it and dishing out big squares onto four plates. She put a little spoonful into Sprinkles' dish before joining everyone at the table.
Oh, this is delicious, Vera gushed over her plate of food. After supper, you two can come and check out our RV. We'll show you our slideshow of all the places we've visited, like the world's biggest ball of twine, the largest hockey stick, and the 55-foot-tall green giant statue.
Nans raised her eyebrows and gave Lexi a look.
Oh, don't worry, Vera said, catching the look. It's only 2 hours long.
Lexi smiled at her mom as she bit into the gooey lasagna. 2 hours of slides, accompanied by her mother's animated descriptions? She picked up her wine glass and drained the contents. She could hardly wait.